Budget cuts have left the IRS high and dry. The Government Accountability Office says the agency has absorbed $900 million in cuts over the past 4 years. Now, at the same time, the agency is failing to keep up with a growing source of tax revenue, large partnerships. That's raised concerns in Congress. Jim White is Director of Tax Issues at the GAO, and he joins us now. Jim, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So, Jim, what are these partnerships exactly? What are we talking about?
Well, let me give you a little background first. There's been a big shift in the way businesses organize themselves over the last several decades. There's been a decline in what are known as C corporations. Those are traditional corporations that pay the corporate income tax. At the same time, there's been a big shift towards what are called pass-through entities like partnerships. Partnerships don't pay taxes themselves. Their income gets passed through to the partners, and the partners pay income taxes on it at the individual level. Our report focuses on large partnerships. These are partnerships with 100 direct partners or more and $100 million or more in assets. Many of them are much larger than that. On average, they've got over $1 billion in assets and over 4,000 partners in each one of these partnerships. And the issue here is IRS's ability to audit these very large partnerships and, in particular, trace income as it flows through these partnerships to these thousands of partners.
So a couple of questions, but first, just by way of background, we're talking about most hedge funds, most private equity funds, I mean, a huge number of the financial or the Wall Street decision makers now are these large partnerships, right?
Most of these large partnerships are in the financial sector, and there's been a big increase in this. Just in the last 10 years, the growth of these kinds of very large partnerships has been at a rate of 200%.
And because the IRS is supposed to be looking at the individual's tax returns in these partnerships, right? Because the individuals are paying the taxes. Why does the IRS have to treat these partnerships any differently than it does with its current policies and regulations?
There are several challenges here. As I said, the IRS has to trace the income through from the partnership, and there's a further complication. With these large partnerships, many of them are layers of partnerships. So some of the partners in a partnership may themselves be partnerships, and some of their partners may be partnerships. So it's a matter of tracing income through one partnership, through another partnership, perhaps through several other levels of partnerships before you even get to the ultimate final partners who would pay taxes on their individual tax returns. So that's one of the challenges for IRS here.
And how much money are we talking about approximately in terms of tax revenue from these large partnerships?
Well, we're talking large amounts of money. There's over $2 trillion in assets in these very large partnerships, about $70 billion worth of income, and that income, again, gets passed through to the individual partners.
And you at GAO, you found that the IRS is auditing less than 1%, I believe, an eighth of a percent of these large partnerships. Does that mean that it is not auditing the rest of it, or is it because it's also looking at those individual returns?
Well, you're right that IRS's overall audit rate for individuals, and that would include individuals who are partners in these partnerships, has declined from 1% to 0.8%. So that's a 20% decrease in their audit rate. Their budget, as you noted, has been cut substantially. It is important, though, to distinguish between large companies that get audited at much higher rates. And there is an issue here as well. So corporations, especially large corporations, are audited at very high rates. The largest corporations in the country are audited at almost 100% rate, meaning that IRS audits them every single year. Corporations that aren't the very biggest still get audited at rates of 20 or 50% a year. These large partnerships that we're talking about, because they're not corporations, they're organized as partnerships, get audited at much, much lower rates, well under 10%. In some years, it's been at a rate of 2 or 3% a year. So there's a big difference between the rate at which these large partnerships are being audited and large corporations are being audited.
We're speaking with Jim White, and he's the Director of Tax Issues at the Government Accountability Office. When your interim report came out, Senator Carl Levin said, you know, he sent out a statement. He was pretty upset about the initial implications of this, saying if congressionally imposed red tape or budget cuts are partly responsible for the poor audit numbers, we need a fix. We need to change that. So my question to you is there any evidence of that, of either? Is it because of the bureaucracy that the IRS is focusing so much on these large corporations and not so much on these large partnerships? Or is it because of budget cuts?
Well, certainly budget cuts have been a big challenge for IRS over the last several years. As you noted, the report we just issued is an interim report. We are doing further analysis and will be issuing a broader report sometime in the fall. That broader report is going to get into the issues that you just raised. Why are large partnerships being audited at such a low rate? What are the challenges facing IRS in doing those audits, tracing the income through these tiers of partnerships to the final partners? And can those challenges be overcome with the resources that IRS has?
Yeah, big problem ahead of them. As far as you know, from looking at the IRS and all that it does, how does it set its priorities in terms of what types of entities to audit? Why are these companies, these corporations, audited almost every year, as you said, versus individuals, a 1% chance?
As I said, there are these differences across business types. The report we're working on right now is going to try to answer that question about the difference in the audit rates across the different kinds of business organizations.
But let me ask you, is it set by law, or is it something that the IRS has determined, presumably based upon data that it has?
This is an IRS decision. And one thing that we have recommended in recent reports is that IRS do more to estimate the return on investment that it gets from its different enforcement programs that target different kinds of taxpayers. You'd like IRS targeting audits where it'll get the biggest bang for the buck, and not auditing people who are compliant or where there's very small amounts of money involved. And so IRS needs more information about the return on investment from its different kinds of audits so it can make smarter decisions about whether to allocate more resources to large partnerships, because that means taking resources away from other kinds of audits. If they're going to audit more large partnerships, they're going to necessarily have to audit at a lower rate some other group of taxpayers.
And does the IRS plan to follow through on that recommendation?
We've been following up with them on this. There are challenges involved in getting this kind of information. As I said, it's very difficult to trace income through large partnerships. So that's an example of the challenge I'm talking about here.
Yeah, and that raises, I guess, the question for Congress that Levin alluded to, if there's something that Congress has to do in order to regulate that. I mean, it's a wonder that anybody, I guess, can understand when there's a partnership that's made up of partnerships of partnerships of partnerships and eventually gets down to the individuals.
That's correct. And as I said, the report that we are working on, the broader report, is going to try to address that question.
And given the fact that your interim report has already received a lot of attention on Capitol Hill, what's next for you in the near future? Are you going to testify at congressional hearings, or are you going back to a period of investigation until this report comes out in its final form in the fall?
Well, we've briefed the tax committee staff on the results of the interim report. They are very aware of what we're working on the broader report, and so we're looking forward to having more in-depth discussions with them when the broader report is issued.
All right, Jim White, you've got a lot of work ahead of you. We want to catch up with you after that final report is issued. Thanks so much for joining us.
Emily, thank you.